It's 8:40, Monday morning with the Musers, the morning after a Cowboys loss at Carolina, 30-27. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that is the birthday boy, Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones, who turns 83 today. Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good morning. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I'm 83 years young, as I like to say, and that's a long time to be on the earth with only three Super Bowl wins. but I do have those three, and it's been a good life so far, a blessed life. I've hit it big in business, hit it big in Super Bowls, kind of front-loaded it, but hit it big. I've had 3.5 beautiful kids. I've drunk every good whiskey ever made, and I've had my share of assorted female front pouch, Lord knows. And so that's a pretty good life.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, and I'm not triting, I'm not being trite here, so I'm not just triting around with you, but I am so tired of my kids drawing me pictures for my birthday and thinking that's a gift.
Come on. They're not still doing that.
Give me something decent. Give me I'm a wealthy man. You know, you got to do a lot to impress me. I need you to give me the bones of the apostles or a solid gold cod piece once worn by Tutankhamun. I don't want no crayon drawing of Jerry Jr. and me holding hands going fishing. You know, I mean, I put that crap in the dock shredder as soon as he leaves the room for birthday.
Well, despite all of that, are you having a good birthday so far?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but I did not talk to the media after the game yesterday.
Right.
And that should tell you how upset I was. I mean, any time I pass on the chance to get in front of a camera and throw out a bunch of word salad, nonsensical, unrelated stories, you can bet I'm pissed.
Right.
I am pissed.
Well, and you probably should be. Your former player, Rico Dowdle, looks like an all-pro yesterday, another 200-yard total yard performance. How'd you feel about that?
Let me say this, George. Regarding former players coming back to haunt us, if you had told me that Micah Parsons wasn't going to hurt us nearly as much as Rico Dowdle, I would have thought you was DeLulu. I mean, when Rico said buckle up, I'm thinking, you know, maybe a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but that felt more like flying a plane full of Brazilian soccer team right into the side of a mountain there.
Oh, jeez.
Remember that story?
Yeah, it's really dark, Jerry.
When that plane crashed and them guys had to eat each other's buttocks and nut sacks and all that.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what yesterday felt like. It felt like eating Brazilian nut sack on the side of the mountain.
That's awful.
By the way, I haven't figured out, is Rico Dowdle his real name?
Yes.
I guess so.
Or is that just his rap name or something?
No, it's his real name.
Sounded like something made up in a recording studio after a blunt and a case of beer or something.
Well, your offense was okay, though. Dak was really good. And George Pickens, how impressed are you by his athletic prowess?
You mean Jumping George Pickens?
Yes, Jumping George Pickens.
Georgie Jump Up, as I call him.
Georgie.
You like that? I made that name up myself, just like I did the playmaker for Michael Irvin. Came up with that. The plaintiff for Gate Agent, I came up with that.
Oh, man.
I made up other nicknames, too. The Miracle for Tony Romo.
Yeah.
The Miracle.
Yeah.
Dave the Dill for Campo.
I don't remember that.
The Biggest Mistake of My Life for Wade Phillips.
Oh,
I came up with all the great nicknames. But very impressed with Jumping George Pickens.
Yeah.
I've really thought he stepped up, and he's been a great addition to this team. Someone should find the GM that got him on this team and congratulate him.
Well, that was you.
Give you credit.
It was. Good.
Yeah. Okay, but what about your defense, though? I mean, it's just awful. Is the seat getting hot under your defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, now?
Well, regarding old Mike Beaverloose, I'll say this. I'm not sure if his seat is actually getting hot yet, but it's definitely running a fever.
Okay.
There's a fever on that seat right now. And I think that I've GM'd him a hell of a defensive roster. That's my DeLulu.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. He needs to make it work. I mean, that's his job.
Yeah.
I mean, what idiot hired Mike Eberflus anyway?
Eberflus.
That was you.
Oh.
So is there any chance that you could fire him during the season?
Well, of course, Craig, of course. When you're dealing with someone as unstable and unpredictable and frequently drunk as myself, anything can happen during the season. It's all possible. So I may fire Mike and hire this crypto bro that Veruca is dating right now. Okay. He keeps bugging me for a job.
You're having to deal with that.
Oh, my God. This guy is just a mess. He is so high energy and high strung. And he needs money right now. Apparently, he went 2x leverage on some altcoins that he thought would moon, and he's running out.
Gosh, man.
I think he got wiped out by Bitcoin's drop the other day. So,
well, I know crypto.com is a big sponsor of yours.
They are. They are.
You're into it now.
That's right. So maybe I'll give that crypto bro a job just to get Veruca and gate agent off my jock. Of course, if I'd kept gate agent off my jock to begin with, I wouldn't have that problem.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so now your defense gets Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. How much confidence you have in your defense in that matchup?
Zero. Is there a value less than zero? How about that?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Just a whole lot of none. That's what I got to say about it. That's how much confidence. I mean, at this point, look, our defense couldn't stop Mark Sanchez from ass-whooping a used cooking oil senior citizen.
No, it probably couldn't.
All of them together couldn't stop him. So I don't have any confidence in it. I'm about as hopeless as it gets, and that's bad for an 83-year-old.
Yes, it is.
Heck, I'm 83. I should be enjoying this day. This is a birthday today. I mean, I should be wishing for a solid stool today. That's usually what you're hoping for when you're 83 and have a birthday. Just one solid stool.
If only it were that simple.
If only.
Well, at least I don't think you flipped off any Panthers fans yesterday at the stadium, did you?
No, I did not. I did not. That is true. I did not. I was on my best behavior, and I saved all of my bird flipping for the defense and Mike Evinrude after the game in that locker room. I went in with double birds ablazing.
Matt Eberflus?
Is that his name?
Evinrude.
I was pretty drunk, so I don't really remember names that I learned. But anyway, I do appreciate it. We still got a whole much more season to go to sell a bunch of concessions and T-shirts. That's what I'm basically in the business of.
Okay.
It ain't football.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you, George.
And happy birthday.
Emotional.
Oh.
A little emotional.
What's the matter?
I'm 83, and I'm going to die without another Super Bowl win.
Well, don't say that. You don't know
that's
that.
That's the only thing that makes life worth living. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.